Today's Between Master and Disciples, Go Beyond the Difficulties of Life will be presented in Formosan and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oluxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福摩沙台湾是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景。自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽水墙，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。中部地区有一系列美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本土出名的文化中心，到现在依然保有很多早期移民初到此地时的传统。
2007年年初，亲爱的牧师回应了咱世界会会员心底的渴望。2007年2月18日，参加新年庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约10,000名的世界会会员甲贵宾，伫福尔摩沙欢庆今年的旧历新年。这吉祥日子的当日，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。亲爱的牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯国事和平奖，基金会会长曼纽尔莫纳托先生甲参议员赫赫森阿尔瓦雷兹表彰因伫菲律宾对优乐难民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛邀请您做伙聆听1994年12月甲1995年7月，青海牧上师伫福摩沙西湖会见西方同修的时阵所做的开始，主题是。性命因为垂怜李兴华。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.When association members convene from around the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai often meets with groups of different nationalities for discussions in English or their native language.
It takes us as long as we look for liberation.
Sure, no problem. As long as that person really wants liberation,Nobody should stay 1 second more in this world, more than he is due. And then...this question she asked, she saw her last life before she came here, she was in heaven or something like that, somewhere very beautiful. And somebody told her to go here, right? I mean, she don't want to. I said, I don't blame you. And they say, anyhow, was there somebody there, kick her down or something, because she did not want her to go herself. How come she's here? Okay. I don't care who kicked us out. Anyhow, make the heaven here, okay? Try to make the best here. And I say, maybe she needs to come here.Otherwise, her mother will not get the liberation through her. Without having a merit of bearing an initiate daughter, her mother might not have enough door marriage to get liberation. A few more loved ones in the family or friends need her as a bridge, you know, between humans and heaven. Yeah? She has merit she meditates, she cleans herself, she's sincere, she's connected with God. So anyone who hang on to her, you know, will also pass through like that. So I say, everyone born here have a mission, especially the initiated people. So never mind who kicked who. I say, it's okay. It's noble, yeah, that we sacrifice our holy life for someone else, for someone who needs it. Okay. Actually, most of the initiates are already liberated souls. Yeah, some of them come here deliberately, voluntarily, in order to help a master or another to collect more souls, make more affinity with people, or save those with affinity to come up. Because even though last life we were liberated, for example, huh? We still have a lot of friends at that time. Yeah, or someone who did not want to follow us at that time, who wanted to stay in this world. Anyhow, now they're miserable, and they don't have a master. They don't know how to look for master. Because of us, if we don't come, they would never know any blessing. They keep fixing themselves in any and just chanting something or praying to some God that they never know. And then they don't get it. So because of having relationship with us, God bless them through us. So even though they don't believe in a master, they don't have a master, they can, through our merit, go to heaven. So that is worth our sacrifice. And we probably will have to continue to do this all the time, voluntarily, in order to help the suffering relative friends who, through ignorance, did not want to follow a master at that time, when the master met them, or when we were with them, they against us, for example. They don't investigate, make obstruction for our practice, for example, like that. And because of this karma, they have to go through birth and death many lives. But still, you know, we have some affection for them, and we want to come down and help them. So we come down with the master, for example, and we help work together, okay? Huh? So if you suffer a little bit in this life, and knowing that many of your friends and relatives for many lifetimes are liberated, then you should sacrifice happily. Many people sacrifice to come to this world. Otherwise, nobody want to come to this world. What for? Oh, it's like you live in a beautiful palace and the people throw you into the dustbin. Really, it's a comparison. People have to kick you in there and cover it and lock you out. And then we have to stay there. Yeah, I don't want it. Okay, sure. During meditation, you will realize what I tell you is the truth. And you will realize your mission. Yeah. And you will think, ah, no wonder. Right? Ah, no, I know why I come here. Thing like that. You will know intuitively, or you see it in vision. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you see it, but you forget. During your sleep, most of the time the master will take you to higher levels to learn and to see your duty. But when you come back, you must forget. Some of it you must forget. It is a law that you don't remember what you do there. It's better for you. Like you don't remember much of the heaven life, it's better for you. Otherwise, you want to die immediately. You do not care for dog, cats, children, nothing can keep you here. Really, you know heaven. 1 second, you don't want to stay here. 1 second, I beg you. Even if master is here, you don't want master. You want to go. Yeah. Many people, they experience afterlife and come back. Oh, they know it. They cry off and on because they know the better life. They came by mistake to heaven and then come back, you know, have to kick back, you know, and they don't like it. They're so miserable and dirty and filthy and barbarous in this kind of world compared to there. So it's better that God close the curtain most of the time. Otherwise, we cannot bear it. We cannot bear it. Huh? Fancy knowing that your father is a king. Huh? In the palace, and you have to live in a dustbin. How do you like it? Of course you don't like it. Huh? You run through the palace by all means. You run or you crawl or you bicycle or you fly, anything. You go back to your palace immediately. Don't worry about that, okay? If you truly don't like this life, you never have to come back again. But I think you will some other time. After you enjoy heaven a long time, and you look down and say, oh, miserable dog is still there. transform him into a higher being. By my blessing power, let it be. And then you finish. As soon as you have this kind of feeling, you're down. As soon as you attach to anything in here, whether good or bad feeling, you're down. You come down right away. Nobody has to kick you. You yourself attach to this world. That's why many people get reborn in this life again. Yeah? And that's why many people cannot themselves liberate it from this world, from the transmigration, because they are attached to something in this world. See? But never mind, it's also okay to come back now and again, because it's also boring in heaven if you enjoy all the time and you have nothing to compare. No. At that time you will not think like this. Because if you have love for someone, it will overwhelm you, will blind you, and you don't mind to sacrifice anything. You see? And when the time comes, you feel different. When you enjoy in heaven, you're so happy and you have compassion, see? And then you say, I do anything to help that person because it's so pitiful. You will see, that's so pitiful, so suffering. And for you at that time, life in this world, just a flash second. You never know when you come here, the times expand and make you suffer so much. It's different because when we come here, the curtain of illusion is drawn, see? And then we forget everything in heaven. And time here, 1 second become eternity. The time span is different, see? Therefore you suffer. But you don't see that from heaven.
You don't see that from
heaven. You don't. When you're in a higher level.
But it's dangerous because you think you just touch him down for a second and then you are in the heaven.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. It's not really dangerous, it's just a different viewpoint. At that time, you have all the courage of the universe. You never fear anything. But only when you come down here, that courage will leave you. You have to suffer. Otherwise, if you come here like a king and you don't suffer nothing and you point your finger at somebody and then he becomes an angel, then this is so easy. Then the Lord of Maya don't like it. You have to suffer for it. You have to exchange, you know, like a business. You have to suffer personally for the one you love. He won't just let you go down and point a finger at him and then he's liberated. Oh, he owns a Maya king, a lot of things. The flesh he eat, the road he walk, the water he drink, the air he breathe, everything costs money, spiritually. So if you want to take this person out, you have to pay. You pay by what? The Maya don't want money. He want your suffering for it. Suffering is a price for liberation. A price for everything you use here. Because when you come here, you become an ordinary sentient being under the spell of the Maya. So you don't remember you were a Buddha. You don't remember you're a saint. You don't remember you come here for this and that person, you see? Sometimes it takes a long time to remember. And you suffer a lot even after you remember. After consciously you want something. And that drive you to go seek spiritual understanding, see? That is something in you that you're born with, yeah? But then you still don't know. That is the wonder of Maya. Otherwise, all of us are Buddhas, we have no to suffer. Hmm? Yeah, it's terrible. You don't think like that in heaven. You will not think you suffer. That's why you come. But when you come, it's a different situation altogether. For example, now we all know prison is a terrible place. But we cannot imagine how terrible it is. Or we know the refugees are living in camp, heated camp, you know, cramped and everybody 1 square meter like this and heated from above and no tree around. We can never imagine. Yeah? And sometimes we have illusions, oh, I would rather exchange, you know, my situation for him and that let him free. But you never know how suffering it is when you come inside. Because you know it, but not you don't really realize it until you live in that situation. The same thing. Now, heavenly people think different. That's why we have people in the world have to pray very, very hard in order for the angel to know, something wrong. It must be, otherwise they don't pray so hard. And then they come. Sometimes they cannot help much because it was there. It's only a broken leg. So what? Next life you have another leg. Well, not for them, they don't want suffering. Yeah. Just like Marie Antoinette, when people say, your subject is hungry. They say, why? They can eat cakes. Don't even have bread and they must eat cake. He has everything. Yeah, supposed to, you know, really, if she said that. But according to history, she has said that. Because she knows no suffering, she knows no hunger. You know, it wasn't a joke or she wasn't a groove. She thinks, okay, if no bread, then eat cakes. She said, your subject has no bread. She said, then let them eat cakes. That's because ignorant. She doesn't know suffering. It's very difficult. Even though we know, but we don't know. But as I already told you already, heavenly beings think different. You know, at that time, you're very noble. You're powerful. Even you can imagine if you come down here 100 times to help people, you're willing to do it. But only when you come here, then your heavenly power is shut out from you, and you suffer, and you don't understand anything, you don't remember anything, and then you complain. But when you're in heaven, you know, even if you know, you're willing to do it, because at that time you feel different, you're powerful, and you're generous, you know. But when you come down, you become an ordinary being, the generosity, the power of God. That's what makes it difficult to come here, huh? Even though you are a free citizen, if you go to the prison, you talk to the prisoner in a small cell, you still have to sit with him in a small cell, huh? No power to change the cell to a bigger power.
感谢您观赏今日的《师道之间》节目，明仔请继续收看《生命因为淬炼而升华》第五集，青海无常师在福尔摩沙西游的开始。接下来是健康生活节目，焦点新闻后马上播出，请继续锁定无常师电视台。愿上天保佑您高雅的愿望全拢实现。
Thank you for being with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 5 of Go Beyond the Difficulties of Life, a lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Shihu, Formosa. Coming up next is Healthy Living, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned.To Supreme Master Television. May Heaven grant all your noble wishes to come true.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BND.